the second in this series of Meet the Majors podcasts, brought to you by Baylor University's Department of Career Counseling. During each episode, a program representative will highlight some of the academic features and career opportunities of their respective undergraduate major area. I'm Amy Ames, and we're joined today by Vicki Northern, Director of Student Recruitment and Career Services in the School of Social Work. She'll be sharing information with us regarding the undergraduate social work major. Thank you, Vicki, for being here today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, first, tell us about the unique features that this program offers to students.
Well, many students feel called to serve. They want to help others, whether in direct service or making changes at the policy level. And whether a student wants to be a counselor or a CEO, the knowledge, skills, and abilities that he or she will learn will prepare them for the professional work world. Our program offers the integration of faith and practice from a Christian perspective. Housed in our Baptist University here, we have the freedom to explore those faith issues. A student doesn't have to be a Baptist or a Christian to appreciate the exploration. And as a social worker, we often come to work with clients who are facing huge issues in their lives, and the issues of spirituality does come up, usually by the client. It's important to be comfortable in discussing those topics. And also, students in our program talk about feeling like a part of a family with us. We have a worship service in the fall to celebrate coming together again, and then we honor our students at a family dinner each spring. Faculty and staff interact frequently. They talk about having an open door policy even when their doors are shut, and students serve on social work committees as student representatives in our office. And then we have a small faculty to student ratio, especially in our practice.
What teaching format is used primarily in the courses in the program?
We have a combination of teaching styles. All the lectures are used. We also have practice classes that include practice labs where students can take turns being the client or the worker in order to practice the skills that they're taught in class. In the intro class, students jump right in, getting their feet wet out in the community by interviewing a social service agency, and then they present it to the class. In the Practice 1 and Practice 2 classes, the students are assigned a local agency and they volunteer there about 3 hours per week per semester. And then in the final two semesters, students are in an internship where they work 16 hours a week under a social worker's supervision. So by the time they graduate, they will have worked over 500 hours in the field and they'll be well prepared for this profession.
What types of students might find a good fit in this major?
Students who feel a deep sense of calling to serve others, to help others, and students who want to be counselors or therapists often come to our program. Although we get students who initially thought they wanted to be business majors, nurses, teachers, and theater. They come from all over the place. They find that others seek them out because of their listening skills, so they think maybe this is a natural ability that they want to apply skills and knowledge too through the education. And then students who believe in social justice and they want to make a difference in the world. Those are the ones who come to us.
What are the skills that students in this program develop through their coursework?
Well, every social work program teaches skill sets of working with people. And the skills that we use were coined by Lawrence Shulman, so we call them Shulman skills. And some students 1 year put together a t-shirt that said, "What would Shulman do?" We enjoyed looking at that. But that's a language that we use in our program. And these are skills that begin at the one-on-one level in working with clients, individuals, and families. And then that's at the micro level. And then small groups and organizations is the meso level. And then working with communities and large organizations is the macro level. So at the undergraduate education, BSW, then students are going to become equipped with a generalist practice education, so they'll be able to practice at all the levels. And then students who want to take their skills to the advanced level apply to graduate school, and we do have a Master of Social Work program here. With a bachelor's degree in social work, a student may be considered for advanced standing in that graduate program, and that would allow them to enter the program and complete it in 10 months. And for students who don't have an undergraduate degree in social work, it takes 2 years.
Are there opportunities available for undergraduate students to assist faculty with research or special projects?
Our faculty and staff are skilled at writing grants and conducting research that allows for students to participate. Since 1997, our program has received over $7 million in grants. And in addition to that, during some courses, students have taken on projects that result in writing their own grants. One Practice 3 class wrote a grant for a local daycare center and for $50,000, and they won the grant. In 2007 and 8, there were 7 grants and stipends available to our BSW students. And this year, there will be 2 paid internships and 17 scholarships at the BSW level. So we are very excited about that. And then many of our MSW students work as assistants with faculty and centers. And last year, 2 co-wrote a grant that started the Ruth Project, which is Waco's first immigration center. Other students have written grants that will pay their salary at the agency where they conducted their internship. So our program's making new plans for social workers in new areas from the church to the jail.
If students do not declare this major prior to starting the freshman year, is it still possible for them to graduate in 4 years?
Yes. The BSW program is actually a 6-semester program. It can be completed in 5. We recommend that students don't begin the intro class till the fall of their freshman year, so they have time to explore areas.
Are there any particular licenses or certifications required for this field of work or needed for advancement purposes?
Yes, if you want to practice the BSW level, that's the Bachelor of Social Work, you may take the LBSW, which is Licensed Bachelor Social Worker, exam to become licensed, or you can continue on what we call the 5-year plan, where you just go on to the graduate program at the MSW level, then you can take your LMSW, or Licensed Master Social Work exam. The name social worker is title protected in Texas, which means that you cannot call yourself a social worker unless you have a social work license.
How can a student best prepare for careers related to this major?
I would suggest that they volunteer at an agency that provides social services. One of our recruitment team members, who's a junior this year, said that he was interested in helping others, but he didn't know what that was like. So he took the intro to psychology, intro to sociology, intro to business, and then intro to social work before he figured out that that was what fit with what he wanted to do and what he felt called to do. So you can email or call or get together with me or with almost any staff or faculty in our program, and they would be glad to talk with you. We have a fall worship service, and they can go on the internet to look and see the dates of each fall and are welcome to come to that. It's certainly not closed. Not everybody's cut out for social work, but it's flexibility of the many opportunities that you can do with a social work degree make it very popular.
What is the biggest misconception about this field?
I would say that all social workers are CPS workers who take people's children away. That's the major misconception. Also, that social workers only have high-stress jobs and that they get paid nothing. And those are all misconceptions.
What are some job titles and employers of graduates of this program?
On our web, you can look at social work by another job title. It's a document that's 2 pages of titles that social workers can do. But just to include a few, I would say counselor, psychotherapist, minister of community ministries, such as in a church, social justice advocate, evaluation consultant, psychiatric social worker, executive director, grant writer, school social worker.
Are there particular areas of the country where more jobs are available in this field?
Social workers are in demand all over the country, so there's not really a specific place, but rural areas are particularly in need. In addition, as the baby boomers grow the aging population, many gerontological social workers will be needed. Social work is considered one of the top 20 in-demand jobs according to the U.S. News and World Report and its career guide. And then JobFox, which is an online career matching service, rated among the 10 most in-demand jobs in the U.S. too. Additionally, the Baylor School of Social Work's graduate program rose 27 places to 60th from 87th. In 2004, in the most recent rankings of America's best graduate schools by U.S. News and World Report. And that's the highest jump in rankings of any program at Baylor. So we see, you know, a need is there, and we feel that we're meeting it, and we continue to seek ways to meet that need.
Is there any final advice you would like to offer to students who are listening to this podcast?
Explore, explore, explore. Go talk with people in the fields that draw your interest, as well as the ones your friends mention to you that you're not sure about. If someone says, "You are so good at listening, you're the only one I can talk with," then remember that social work is a very flexible field.
Vicki, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Stay tuned for more opportunities to meet the majors offered through podcasts by Baylor's Department of Career Counseling.